discussion and the amendments that will be offered. It is never okay for government officials to use a general warrant to deliberately invade the privacy of a law-abiding American. It was not okay for constables and customs officials to do it in colonial days, and it is not okay for the National Security Agency to do it today. So if the government is going to use general warrants to collect people's phone calls and emails, it is extremely important to ensure that this authority is only used against foreigners overseas and not against law-abiding Americans. Now, despite what the presiding officer and the Senate may have heard, this law doesn't actually prohibit the government from collecting Americans' phone calls and emails without a warrant. The FISA Amendments Act states, and I want to quote here because there's been a lot of inaccuracies and misrepresentations on that, on this. The FISA Amendments Act states that acquisitions made under Section 702 may not, quote, intentionally target a specific American and may not, quote, intentionally acquire communications that are known at the time of acquisition to be wholly domestic. But, Mr. President, the problem with that is it still leaves a lot of room for circumstances under which Americans' phone calls and emails, including purely domestic phone calls and emails, could be swept up and reviewed without a warrant. This can happen if the government didn't know that someone is American, or if the government made a technical error, or if the American was talking to a foreigner, even if that conversation was entirely legitimate. And I'm not talking, Mr. President, about some hypothetical situation. The FISA court, in response to a concern and I and others have had, the FISA court has already ruled at least once that collection carried out by the government under the FISA Amendments Act violated the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. Senate rules regarding classified information prevent me from discussing the details of that ruling or how many Americans were affected over what period of time. But this fact alone, Mr. President, clearly demonstrates that the impact of this law on Americans' privacy has been real, and it is not hypothetical.